He leaned over that hole, and his hat blew right off his head. I thought that was a pretty interesting thing that this...
Millions of people have visited Wind Cave National Park. Spokesperson Tom Farrell says the origins of the Southern Black Hills tourist site were pretty limited, if based on the sign that used to stand by the cave's natural entrance.
I talked about some cowboys finding this in 1881, and we wanted to reflect the fact that, you know, the cowboys didn't discover it, they rediscovered it, but they didn't find it for the first time.
Farrell notes that actual awareness of Wind Cave dates back many centuries.
We know that Native Americans discovered Wind Cave thousands and thousands of years ago. And it's considered sacred by them. For the Lakota people, it's considered their origin site.
At the request of Lakota tribal members in the area, the staff of Wind Cave National Park removed the old sign in 2006 and began consulting with tribal representatives to create new, more accurate signage. One of those involved in the consultation process was Lakota elder Basil Braveheart. Asked if he was pleased with the results, Braveheart's response was immediate.
Absolutely. I feel really good about it. But it was a collaboration of various different tribal people. And if you see it, if you see that sign, it really is having Native American presence in terms of what really happened to the sacredness of that Wind Cave.
Basil Braveheart also recorded a videotape about Wind Cave history from a Native American perspective that he gave to Tom Farrell.
The Lakota Nation, in particular, chronicles this opening as the place of emergence of their people.
Braveheart's hope is that the National Park Service will use the tape to train staff in order to present a more accurate history of Wind Cave to visitors who tour the park. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent at the entrance to Wind Cave.
Buffalo lying down and facing east.